You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When we look at waves in a stadium or we look at traffic jams on the highway, those are really interesting to us, even though we study neuroscience, because they potentially tell us how simple units can interact to produce very complex things.
Welcome to Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries, a glimpse of the world of science from the inside. We're with John Beggs, a biophysicist at Indiana University who studies the human brain.
I wanted to spend a couple minutes just talking about emergent properties. What do I mean by that? Well, most things have properties that are pretty easy to see. So if you pick up a rock, for example, it has a certain amount of mass, it has a temperature, it has a volume. But when you get large groups of things that are interacting, sometimes properties emerge that aren't there when you just look at an individual from the group. Say, for example, we've got a big stadium. And in a big stadium, you've got lots and lots of people, and they can get together and form the wave that slowly travels around the stadium. Now, the wave is not something that you could ever understand by just studying one person by themselves. You know, you could see a person stand up and then sit down, and maybe stand up and even, you know, throw their hands and go, woo! But you'd never know anything about how fast the wave would travel, how broad it would be. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think this is very important in the way we study how the brain processes information. The brain is made up of billions and billions of little neurons, and each one of these neurons, or brain cells, is probably not doing anything too amazing by itself, but collectively, as they interact, they produce something that is far beyond the properties that you could infer from just looking at one neuron.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.